My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus reveals to us today in the gospel who he truly is. When you want to identify somebody, you have to have their ID card and you read their name, their address, all of their personal information. Jesus shows us his ID card today, who he is. Who does he say that he is? He says, "I am the bread of life." Jesus literally is bread for us. The bread that has come down from heaven. And he tells us that whoever comes to him will never hunger and believes in him will never thirst. Our Lord is truly bread for those who hunger and thirst for him. And so we need to have this bread. We reflect on this especially during the Easter season, because we know that the apostles saw him and then believed. But Jesus is telling us who haven't been able to see him risen that he is truly with us. He says to the people in the crowd today, even though you see me, you do not believe me. Although you have seen, you do not believe. In the Eucharist, we have Jesus saying the same thing to us. We see the Eucharist. We see the bread of life. Jesus has said, "I am the bread of life." But do we hesitate to believe that he is truly present there, that it is his flesh that we touch and that we consume? It has to be, because the only way we can get to heaven is if we're actually receiving Jesus' body, his risen body. We have to be united with the one who was risen from the dead if we want to live. We need to know him. He's showing us, "I'm the one you're looking for. Trust in me. Draw close to me. Do not hesitate. I'm not lying to you. I am the bread of life." And so let's pray this Mass, especially during the Easter season, that we can recognize Jesus, his true presence among us, that he is the bread of life, and that he truly feeds us at this Mass as we receive him today. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, the bread of life, now.